This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, why you're doing it, thanks very much for keeping America moving along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also over on Parler. When they come back, we're also on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, either the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Take advantage of the things that we have over there. And don't forget to go to FoundersCode.com. And over at FoundersCode.com, you can read all the great articles from the one and only Denise Simon. Good morning.
Morning.
Now, I want to play about a minute or so of the president's speech yesterday, his farewell speech, and then we'll make a comment about it, because he really struck some really good points yesterday. Here we go.
Foundations and footings, it wouldn't have worked out this way. We wouldn't have some of the best numbers we've ever had. We also unlocked our energy resources and became the world's number one producer of oil and natural gas, by far. Powered by these policies, we built the greatest economy in the history of the world. We reignited America's job creation and achieved record low unemployment for African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, women, almost everyone. Income soared, wages boomed, the American dream was restored, and millions were lifted from poverty in just a few short years.
Well, can't argue with that, can we?
No.
And the other thing is what's the first thing we heard Joe Biden is going to do with energy, like, say, the Keystone XL pipeline?
Yeah.
Did you hear the...
He's going to pull the permits.
Yeah, did you hear the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, is asking him not to do that?
Yeah.
But I guess that's part of their, well, it is part of their Democratic platform that's in there. But have you noticed the price of gasoline and oil in the last few days?
Well, it's been going up, for sure. And I don't think that we have been able to estimate the number of jobs that are going to necessarily be lost and move someplace else, mostly because of what he'll do with the Keystone XL pipeline, with raising minimum wage, the federal minimum wage, to $15. So you've got the hospitality industry that's going to suffer. Manufacturing jobs are going to turn around and go right back to China again because of favored nations and whatnot. So is it going to be over 1 million jobs that are going to be lost? I would think so.
Yeah, and Trump has created 7 million in his administration, and nobody thought he would do that much. But the thing of it is when you look at oil, let's just look at oil for a minute, because I heard from my friends up in Wyoming that we had some truckers that were calling in every night, and they're back on the job again. They're really happy because oil is back up to $55.90 a barrel. That's Brent crude. West Texas crude's up to $52.98. The futures are at $60 a barrel, and that's gone up like $5 in the last few days, but they're back working again. And if he pulls the plug on the Keystone XL pipeline, let's see. There's a certain mogul who owns the Burlington Northern Railroad who has not been doing all that well because of the pipeline and what's been going on. What's that man's name? Do you know? Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett.
Yes.
And
yes,
Warren
yes.
Buffett stands to make.
I remember this.
Billions of dollars again, because the trains are going to be back down again, hauling the oil. They call them the oil trains, back down to Texas and back over into the Midwest to the refineries.
We're going down that during the Obama administration.
Yep, and we had a bunch of derailments, didn't we?
Well, it wasn't so much derailments. He took a couple of years.
All right, well, we've got our friend on the line, Mary from Clearwater, so let's hear what she has to say. Good morning, Mary.
Hey, good morning. I wanted to ask Denise, because I really haven't heard a whole lot about it this week. Aren't they meeting in Davos this week?
Yeah. All right.
That's what I was wondering, kind of like, that's a big picture thing, too, but nobody's saying a lot about it.
All right, thank you,
What's
Mary.
What's going on?
Thank you, Mary. All right, what do you say, Denise?
I'm guessing that she's January the 25th, I think,
yeah.
To the 29th.
Yep, and... I'm pulling it up here right now because, let's see, the World Economic Forum annual meeting, Davos. Yep. Okay.
But I think most of it's virtual, but nonetheless,
Well, that's the first thing I said, that this year the difference will be with the COVID, that it'll be virtual. You're right. Mm-hmm.
So COVID will be a good bit of the topic. And how to save the planet. The one that scares me is, two of them, fairer economies, making the economies more fair, and tech for good, technology for good. It's like, really, what?
Yeah, the title of the conference, the theme is Rebuilding Trust. All right, hold that thought. Folks, be right back with more. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Don't go anywhere. Rebuilding Trust. Oh, boy. Aha. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, that's my buddy Wayne Allyn Root, and he's going to be coming to Florida here in the next few weeks. He told me he's coming to talk to the president at Mar-a-Lago. I don't know what that's all about, but we'll find out. And when he does, we're going to get him on the program. He told me that when he was around, he might even stop by, so we might get lucky there. But this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, for a limited time, and I do mean a limited time, you better get on the ball here or you're going to lose the opportunity to save 35% on your order. For a limited time, you can go to the BalanceOfNature.com website, take a look at all the health and wellness products they have over there, and you can save 35% on your order. Whatever it is you want, however you want to order it, save 35%. All you got to do is punch in the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, at balanceofnature.com. Now, from 8 to 5 weekdays and weekends, they have an 800 number where you can speak to a health coach. That's at 800-246-8751. So if you got any questions, you can call them up. They'll answer them for you, and then you go from there. So, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call, 8-5-800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, the situation... And Mike Pompeo said something about it over in China with the Uyghurs and the genocide that's going on. They are trying to eliminate an entire group of people that they just don't like and get along with.
Uyghurs are a Muslim sect that has been around a very long time. And they are fitting in slavery encampments, re-education encampments, and what China is really doing there. It's kind of curious, but nonetheless, there is organ harvesting that is happening there. It is definitely slave labor. They are sterilizing women. I mean, it's a repugnant thing that is happening. And Secretary Pompeo came out and said yesterday that, what they're doing to the Uyghurs is actually genocide. That was an interesting statement, but it really wasn't so much speaking the truth. It's a shot across the bow to the Biden administration on future relations with Beijing and the Chinese Communist Party.
Now, we have a question here from Heidi, and Heidi is in Denver, Colorado, listening to us on AM 710. Thank you very much, Heidi. She's saying, what is the importance of Davos? I've heard so many different things. Is this where the Great Reset comes from?
Yes, it is. The Great Reset is here, and the Great Reset is more terrifying than the Green New Deal. I'm just putting, America on notice. The Green New Deal was certainly the U.S. version of AOC and that crowd when it comes to all things climate change.
Mm-hmm.
But on a world forum, which is what Davos is, this is a huge objective, and it's nefarious all the way through. There's no denying it. And I will tell you that you've already heard Biden talk about, climate change, and I think there's going to be some executive orders. But the two other scary people there when it comes to the Great Reset are Susan Rice, well, actually three, Samantha Power and John Kerry. And all three of them are in the Biden administration.
Yep.
So remember, there was a time we were paying $4 or $5 for gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was here in Florida. I don't know what other states were necessarily paying, but it's going to happen again.
Well, that's going to really help the economy, isn't it?
Well, there's not a decent enoughness in the entire Democrat Party.
Well, again, this is why the people need to understand what needs to be done here, and we can't pussyfoot around. We got to get with the program.
Well, we have to watch virtually every single thing, and these executive orders, and it is said that there's a pile of executive orders that are ready for Biden to sign as early as 2 o'clock today.
Mm-hmm.
So be careful. Now we're going to have to start in with the lawsuits.
Be careful what you wish for is what they say, right? Okay. Well, gee whiz. Now we got another situation here. The Chinese Communist Party, and I'm quoting again, Mike Pompeo is an existential threat to Joe Biden that he must confront because apparently his DNI nominee, Haynes, says that the aim should be to outcompete China. You agree with that?
Well, yeah. But the question is, I think the answer was for the benefit of the committee, and that's not necessarily what would happen within the Biden administration.
Okay, now we've got an interesting situation going on with the inauguration, and one of the reasons why security is tightened so much is apparently they're looking for a D.C. bomb suspect that has either reportedly IEDs with them, may have pipe bombs with them, some other things, and they don't know where this cat's at, and they believe he's somewhere in Washington, D.C. Have you heard anything about that? I saw a Bolo yesterday that had comments about it.
Well, I don't think the person's in D.C. They found some bombs or IEDs on January the 6th.
Uh-huh.
and going through how they were built and the piece parts and all that. They do remarkable jobs at the FBI on those kinds of things.
Uh-huh.
They're trying to find the person. So that's part and parcel of what is happening there. And I think it was 12 people have been removed from the National Guard because of what they're necessarily referring to as an insider.
Yeah, some of that had to do with
threat.
Social media posts, believe it or not.
Well, it was all social media.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it looks as though that the 12 had some association with Oath Keepers.
Yeah.
And that's an extremist group. Well, we have this General Lloyd Austin, whose last position was at CENTCOM before he retired.
Yep.
So he needs a waiver before he can actually come back and be in charge of the Pentagon Secretary of Defense. But in his testimony yesterday, he said that he would rid the military of racists and extremists. Now, I'd be a little concerned. I mean, that sounds good on the outside, but I'd be a little concerned about that because when it comes to the Democrat Party, everybody's a racist, aren't they? Everybody's
yeah.
an extremist. We've heard that rhetoric all week long. So I would say junior officers and whatnot, he's going to hollow out the military. I mean, I'm seeing it. I'm seeing a
yep.
Democrat attack on the military
yeah.
already.
They're going to do exactly what Obama did before. They say fire. He did fire. He got rid of a bunch of their generals.
That's right.
And some of those generals that he replaced them with are currently up at the 05, 06, 07 rank right now. So, you know, that's where they're at. And does that mean he's going to fire them and start over? Well, maybe.
We don't know. But I would just be be very concerned. Be very, very concerned. Now, some of these generals, you know, they kind of swing with the wind. They have no loyalties except to their wallet. Some of them I don't really have it a lot of use for. But some of these others, and some of these junior officers, with the morale and whatnot of the military, I think we're going to go right back into
yeah.
the shank of the Obama administration.
Eric is chiming in saying the Great Reset is designed to crush Western civilization and subjugate it to the world of the National Soviets in China, socialists in China.
I'm not going to argue with that one.
Okay. All right. Well, that's further goes along with Heidi's question there. Okay. We will talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Stay warm on the mountaintop. All right. Denise Simon. And you can catch her by going to the website founderscode.com. That's founderscode.com. Read the great articles that she writes, and you'll know what's going on when she doesn't.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump has hit Venezuela with a new round of financial sanctions as one of his last acts in office. The Treasury Department says the new round goes after three people and more than a dozen businesses that it accuses of helping Venezuela's state-owned oil company evade previous sanctions. Throughout his term, President Trump has maintained pressure to try and force Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro from power, including recognizing opposition politician Juan Guaido as the country's president. President Trump also made his farewell address to the nation on Tuesday. In a taped speech, the president telling the country that he fought for the idea that all Americans have a voice.
I took on the tough battles, the hardest fights, the most difficult choices, because that's what you elected me to do. We restored the idea that in America, no one is forgotten, because everyone matters and everyone has a voice.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news segment. Brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. We will tell you where they're at right after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. But check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Here's more.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the phone number to call, and the reason we give you the phone number is because we want to encourage you to take a tour of one of their two campuses. And the reason for that is because seeing is believing. Now, you can talk to anybody, you can go look at a website, and you can see whatever you're going to see there. But when you go in person
and you meet with an instructor, you meet with a student or two, you get a chance to see the classrooms, you get a chance to see the curriculum, what they do and how they do it. And then, oh, by the way, you get a chance to see the aircraft hangar and the actual aircraft being wheeled in and out and being worked on, whether it be fixed wing, a helicopter, or a jet engine aircraft. Now, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. They have two campuses, one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in my backyard. But you will not be misrepresented or have any problems at all along the line. You will absolutely understand and see and hear with your own eyes and ears what's going on right in front of you. You're going to love it, too. It's a career that's second to none. When you become a certified aviation maintenance tech, you are set for life. You can go anywhere in the world and have a job. Anywhere in the world. That's not a misstatement. That's a fact. Well, the FBI has been vetting the National Guard troops in Washington, D.C. amid the fears of an insider attack. And out of the 20 to 25,000 or so that are there, 12 have been removed from duty. 12. Now, of those 12, they weren't all activists in the sense of the word, right-wing extremists or whatnot. But there was a group that popped up several times called the Oath Keepers. And members of that group were removed because of social postings that some of these people made. They were removed from their duty in Washington, D.C. and sent back wherever it was that they came from. I find that to be kind of interesting here, because I do know a little something about the Oath Keepers, and I just was with a whole bunch of them here before Christmas there at the Tampa Bay Trump Club. And, of course, the U.S. defense officials say that they are worried about an insider attack or other threat from service members involved in securing President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration, prompting the FBI to do the vetting that they did of all the National Guard troops coming into Washington for the event today. Now, it's hard to fathom how many are going to be there much longer, because this bill is being paid for by not only the Inauguration Committee, but the federal government. Now, we also know that there's a private security force there. A private security force that was hired by the DNC. And they're paying some $7 million for that private security force. So, a lot of money being spent on security here for this inauguration, the likes of which we really haven't seen in many, 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 many years. And we'll see how long the private security force stays around. Now, General Christopher G. Cavoli and Command Sergeant Major Robert V. Abernethy, the command team of the U.S. Army Europe and Africa Corps, received the Moderna vaccine at the Wiesbaden Army Health Clinic in Germany, again, to prove the point that you're not going to pass out and drop dead because of it. And, of course, we know that. Those of us that have been paying attention, we know that. Now, we also know that many of the more of the National Guard troops are in Washington, D.C., so far, they've had 40 of them test positive for COVID. 40 of them. Now, 40 people in the military in close quarters can wreak real havoc for a whole bunch of people. So we'll see what happens with that deal. By the way, there's one congressman who tested positive. He said it was because of the riots and all the people that were in there. That's what he's saying. But then again, he's a Democrat, and you know what happens if you want to, when a Democrat opens your mouth and says something, usually they're not telling the truth. You've heard that. I'm just repeating that for a friend. And by the way, the U.S. military says its troop withdrawal from Somalia is now complete in one of the last actions of President Donald Trump's presidency. All they've done is move from one place to another. They're still in the region. And you don't need to worry about what will happen next with our great Middle Eastern fleet and forces that are on the ground, because we've got a close eye we're keeping on Iran and all the different entities that are over there. By the way, there was a U.S. B-52 with a fighter escort that conducted a presence patrol after the Iranian Guard held a missile drill out there in the Indian Ocean. Now, the United States military announced that an Air Force B-52 completed a presence patrol in the Middle East, the second such patrol in the region this year. That's got to be interesting when you even know there's one flying in the area, along with that sub that popped up behind the Iranian vessels the other day. It was quite a picture seeing that. And, of course, Chinese aggressiveness is helping the U.S. to make more friends when it comes to sea power over in the South Pacific. The head of the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command says that China's political, economic, and military aggressiveness is driving Asian countries like India and Vietnam towards closer ties with the U.S. because they know that they can't do anything on their own. Now, in taking charge of a Pentagon battered by leadership chum, if you will, the Biden administration will look to one holdover as a source of military continuity, and that would be General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. We'll see how he works out with Joe Biden, because it's been a little bit of a rocky road with President Donald Trump. But the military is loyal to the president because they're loyal to the country. And a Pentagon investment in missile defense from 2020 through 2029 is going to total a whopping $176 billion, with a B, billion dollars, so says the Congressional Budget Office in a new study. By the way, the Defense Department is absolutely concerned about domestic terrorism, not only here coming up today at the inauguration, but also around the country. And we'll see where all that goes, because there's plenty more to talk about there. But we also know that some of the supporters that massed for President Donald Trump's rally outside the Capitol last week and sang the national anthem, there was a line of men wearing olive drab helmets and body armor. And again, this is the group I told you about that purposely marched up the marble stairs in a single file line, each man holding the jacket collar of the one ahead. These were the Boogaloosa boys and, in some cases, a few other factions mixed in. We'll be right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be around. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always concerned.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there, Carrollton, Georgia way. Just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. To make a hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. And we appreciate you serving the country, keeping us free and safe. Well, you know, coming up, this portion of the program brought to you by Balance of Nature. And remember, for a limited time, and this is going away soon, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. All you got to do is go to the website, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Now, I take their fruits and veggie capsules. And they really, really, really do work because I certainly don't eat enough of the right kind of foods. And I guarantee you, I don't get my daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either. But I do with these capsules. I do with the fruits and veggie capsules. And they also help you when it comes to feeling a little bit better, getting some pep in your step, maybe keeping you from getting a cold or whatnot. Knock on wood. There it is right there. So go to the website, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and save yourself 35% on your order. take a look and see all the different things they have there. They got a great line of vitamins and wellness products as well. That's balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Are you ready for a big day?
It's business as usual for me. I don't get overly excited about inauguration days or anything like that. I do remember many of them. I actually got to attend the 2004 one, and I was right up in the front, too, which is kind of an interesting event, great experience to have. But I will watch.
Yeah. Well, years ago, I was at one. Richard Nixon's. That was it. I was in the military. That's why I was there. I had no choice. Mm-hmm. All right, let's listen to what Donald Trump had to say. I got one of the little clips here I've got here of his farewell speech.
And perhaps most importantly of all, with nearly $3 trillion, we fully rebuilt the American military, all made in the USA. We launched the first new branch of the United States Armed Forces in 75 years. The Space Force. And last spring, I stood at Kennedy Space Center in Florida and watched as American astronauts returned to space on American rockets for the first time in many, many years. We revitalized our alliances and rallied the nations of the world to stand up to China like never before. We obliterated the ISIS caliphate and ended the wretched life of its founder and leader, al-Baghdadi. We stood up to the oppressive Iranian regime and killed the world's top terrorist, Iranian butcher Qasem Soleimani. We recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and recognized Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights.
You know what else they did, Chris?
What's that?
For the first time in over a decade, we did not start a new war anywhere.
I think he did mention that at some point.
He did. It was coming up, but I didn't. Yeah. I didn't need to play that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. That is something that near and dear to my heart. I wished he had moved faster to bring all of our troops home, getting out of Afghanistan and these other places around the globe where we shouldn't be involved. The statement that he made out of what you just played that I would take issue with was the standing up to. Nations around the world standing up to China. That's just not happening. I mean, the European Union just signed a major trade deal with China, and it's basically kind of a pushback against the United States. And it's something that Biden's going to have to deal with when he comes in, is what's going to happen. We had Mike Pompeo yesterday put out a piece saying that China is guilty of genocide.
They are.
They are. And I happen to agree with that, but we knew that when we were negotiating the trade deal with them. And at that point in time, you know, Trump didn't want to even pay attention to the Uyghur issue because he was negotiating this trade deal. And this is where we get into problems with our foreign policy, where we start, it's an old saying, you can't get a little bit pregnant. We try to do it all the time. Sometimes we try to say, you know what, we're going to let the internal affairs of countries let the internal affairs of countries. But then other times we're like, nah, we're going to get involved and we're going to open our mouth and get involved with something like that. It's very, very difficult to do. And, you know, all presidents are guilty of it. I understand, you know, the political nature of various different things. But I've always been a big believer that the best way the United States is going to get anybody to change the way that they do anything is just to be an example to the rest of the world, which we and everybody that's listening right now saw that with the Cold War and how slowly but surely Eastern Europe saw what we had over here and wanted what we had over here. And then it got over and you ended up with Gorbachev and then down comes the Soviet Union. I think Reagan was able to really, you know, put the finishing touches on that. I think that's a way that we have to get back to serving as an example to the globe.
Well, yeah, you won't get any arguments from me out of that. By the way, from tax cuts to immigration restrictions, they're going by the wayside. It looks like Joe Biden is going to be chopping them with his executive order.
Yeah, I spent some time yesterday talking about he's got this new 8-year plan for people, illegals coming into the country, and I think 5 years, for 5 years you get a green card, and then for the next three you gotta work to get your citizenship, but you still are able to work. A lot of the wage gains that we saw happen under the Trump administration, these were in entry-level jobs, you know, jobs, people just starting off in the workforce that tend to be paid a little bit lower. Those wages rose precipitously under Trump because of the way that he pushed back in regards to immigration, also the H-2B visas and H-1B visas. So expect a lot of cheap labor to be flooding into the country. Now, Wall Street loves this. Big business loves this. But the American people shouldn't be thrilled with this by any stretch of the imagination. You're going to continue to see more and more companies because of this. And with a couple out with a $15 an hour minimum wage, you're going to see a lot more automation coming to your favorite stores.
By the way, you're a sports fan. I am, too. We lost Hall of Fame pitcher Don Sutton yesterday. He died at age 75. What a pitcher he was.
Yeah, he played for a lot of teams. I mean, I didn't even see that story as of, yeah, that's too bad. It really was. He was a great pitcher.
Yeah. By the way, a lot of guys up there, a lot of executives up there in New York City are moving out. They're moving their corporate offices out of there, and they're going to all different states. It's not just Florida anymore. It's Texas, Tennessee, wherever they can get a break on taxes.
Yeah, it's not just corporate executives. It's also kids graduating from college, where it was almost, you know, for many people from certain schools, it was almost like a, you know, something that you did when you graduated from college, especially if you were in the financial industry. You'd come to New York for a period of time, and you might reside in, you know, Jersey or Long Island or Westchester, you know, after you grew up a little bit. But many of these kids that I'm speaking to, they're going to places like Austin and Nashville and Florida. Miami is doing really, really well. I mean,
yes, they are.
A metro area that actually grew during the pandemic, Miami did. And I don't see that trend changing by any stretch of the imagination. More and more companies are going to be looking to this, especially with the threat. And they are threatening. I mean, yeah, you know, Cuomo yesterday threatening with much, much higher taxes here in the state of New York. We already know what they get taxed in New Jersey and also California. There is that point in time where it's a straw that breaks the camel's back and people like enough's enough.
Now, Janet Yellen, of course, the U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's nominee to run the Treasury Department, has said again, and she said it during her confirmation hearing, the U.S. must act big on our next coronavirus relief package. How big do we need to act?
I something I spoke about yesterday, what does that mean? I mean,
I know.
They put this person out here like that they're some sort of intelligent individual. That's like somebody yelling, do something. Do what? Go big? Well, I mean, what are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to spend money by digging holes in the ground and filling them in?
Well, you and I both know that the way we're getting this money is we are not borrowing this. Don't buy that one, folks. We're printing it.
There's no doubt. Well, they go hand in hand to some degree in how that racket goes. But the reality, the situation is all of this money is going to be spent haphazardly. It makes no sense. There's nothing in Biden's stimulus package that's going to stimulate the economy long term. Zip, zero, zilch, nada.
Okay.
Nothing in it.
All right, here comes the music. I got to let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go there, check out the website, find out all the great things that he has to offer. Take advantage of his knowledge. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels. helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.